They wouldn't hang a 10-year-old girl, thought Anjali, clenching a small tin of black paint. She took care not to get any on the skirt of her saffron ghagra choli, woven with real gold thread. It was Anjali's Diwali present from last year, made from the most expensive fabric in the shop. She had picked it out herself, and she had managed to keep it as bright and crisp as the day she had gotten it, despite heavy monsoon rains that had drenched her little town in the middle of India. "Hurry up," whispered her friend Irfan as he glanced nervously around them. Perspiration beaded around his collar near the black thread of his taweez, the necklace whose locket contained Quran verses. Clad in a cool white pajama kurta, he was more appropriately dressed for the muggy August weather than Anjali, but he couldn't stop sweating. "We can't get caught." Getting caught vandalizing someone's property would lead to quite the punishment under normal circumstances, but Anjali was about to do far worse. She was about to vandalize a British officer's property. A British officer who was in charge of making sure the British Raj's orders were carried out in their town. A British officer who happened to be the former boss of Anjali's mother. Only a week earlier, Anjali had stopped by the captain's office after school to catch a glimpse of her mother through the window, as she had often done for the past year since her mother became one of Captain Brent's secretaries. Anjali normally found her mother translating decrees and legal notices for Captain Brent, typing letter after letter on his behalf to their fellow townspeople, rejecting requests from families begging for mercy for their imprisoned freedom fighter sons. That day had looked like any other. She had found her mother hunched over the corner room desk, typing away, as Captain Brent lounged on his scarlet silk sofa under a faded oil painting of Queen Victoria. He was dictating to Anjali's mother in his harsh foreign accent, and Anjali couldn't help but stare. The next day, her mother was out of a job. Anjali still didn't know what had happened, only that her mother and father had fought and that her great-uncle Chachaji, who lived with her family, had never approved of her mother's job in the first place.